of Free Talk Live. We're kicking off Hour 2, Wednesday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. I mentioned the Free Talk Live store at the end of the last hour, and I got a little bit of updated information. Apparently, I was wrong. I said it was going to be maybe a couple months before those products ship out. Johnson is estimating the end of the month as far as he's expecting to get the products in, maybe midpoint this month and have them shipped no later than the end of the month. But whenever I'm estimating things, I always like to go long, you know, because then if you're early, then it looks like you're early, right? If you go with a long estimate,
you're late.
Anyway, Johnson was concerned about getting overloaded with emails. I just encourage you guys who have put in orders to be patient. And also, Johnson's pointing out, if you want delivery by Christmas time, if you have not ordered something during the pre-order phase, what we're talking about is fulfilling those of you who ordered pre-order time, which was a month or two ago. If you want your products by Christmas, you better order soon, because this stuff takes a while to produce and get out the door. We aren't professionals at this. We don't have thousands of shirts in stock.
Not an order fulfillment company.
Right. We can't just pull stuff out of a stock room and throw it on a truck. So this stuff takes time. Be patient. The prices are there. The items are there. Ready to order. Store.freetalklive.com. Okay, let's go to the phones. To the phone, George in D.C. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. I'm talking about talking.
Hey, man. Hey, what you been up to?
Last week I got back from Cancun for a few days. And
man, you are one traveling mamma jamma.
Burning Man, Cancun, party hard, George.
Don't forget Pork Fest.
Yeah, the airfare was only $99 each way from BWI, so, you know, I couldn't resist that.
Cool. So how was it, man? Any highlights from the trip?
Well, let's see. I almost died.
What?
My rental car got hurt, got damaged, and it turns out that lost damage waiver, you know, that little insurance you get for the thing.
Yeah.
And doesn't fully cover it.
Really?
Mm. So you paid for the insurance at the auto rental place, and the insurance didn't cover the damage?
Yeah, all it does is cover for a total loss, and which then there's even a 10% deductible. So if the car costs them $20,000, you got to fork over $2,000.
Wow.
So did you total the car? What happened to the car?
No. Basically, while I was out almost drowning, someone hit my left side view mirror. And knocked off not the assembly of the mirror itself, but the mirror, just the mirror, and shattered that. I was able to put it back on and stuff. And I figured, I shrugged it off, figured, since it's only the mirror, they ought to be able to replace that and stuff. But it turns out that I had to pay for that. It wasn't too much, but I was just pissed off because, you know, they said...
Yeah, you pay extra. I mean, you paid extra for the insurance policy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you pay extra for something like that, you expect to have some full coverage here. But I guess, you know, what are you going to do? Read all of the small print on the coverage? I guess it's better to have some coverage than none, huh?
Yeah, and as I told him, in America, when you get this coverage, the whole thing's covered.
How do you know that? Wait. How do you know, man? Have you actually?
I know that from experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wrecked a lot of rental cars, have you?
No. What happened there was someone hit my truck when it was parked a few years ago, but that was covered.
Got it. So you flew down to Mexico. Now, did you have some highlights from the actual flight? I know that you are a TSA agent by trade during the day normally.
This is going to be interesting. I forgot to turn my cell phone off on the flight. And so I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot to turn it off. I bring it out while we're in the air. I got no signal, which reminded me of that whole conspiracy theory thing where the flight 93 had a passengers managed to call their turn on the cell phones and call their fan base. But I was like, I got no signal, and here I am. I'm way up high. I'm still well over U.S. Territory. I'm seeing land on all sides out the window, and I got zero signal, and I thought that was interesting.
It just seems like a coincidence. That particular objection has been pretty much decimated by those who have rebutted it.
Yeah, I just found that interesting. Then I managed to sneak some toothpaste on there just for the hell of it because I was pissed off. Oh, get this, Mexican airport security. They don't care if you bring Mountain Dew or water on the thing right there, even though the people at the ticket counter said it could be taken away. Huh. I was like, what?
Were they as surly as the TSA agents are in the United States?
No. Oh, hell no. Hell no, they're letting people drink their full water bottles and soda and stuff and drinking it like they don't care about that. I mean, they were thorough. I still saw them doing bag checks and various other things. Mm-hmm. It didn't seem like incompetent bureaucrats, at least from what I saw, but at least they didn't give a damn about the drinks.
Yeah, that's a bonus. So yeah, there you go, George. Thanks for the highlights from the trip, man, and I'm sure we'll hear from you again. Have a good night, man. 800-259-9231. So there you go, Spanish airport security.
Mexican.
Or Mexican airport security. A little bit more lax the United States. You take control of the airwaves. You bring up whatever's on your mind. You know what, Mark? You've got a story about Canadian security, Canadian terrorism.
I do.
They've got a terrorist that they've been locked, keeping up in, some sort of a military brig or something over there. What's going on?
An Egyptian father of six detained as a suspect, a suspected terrorist for 5 years without charge or trial, began his third quest for bail with former Canadian, with a former Canadian hostage in Iraq speaking on his defense. Lawyers for Mahmoud Jabala argued Monday that even if he was considered dangerous, he should be released on stringent conditions. Paul Copeland referred to an executive list of bail conditions imposed on Mahmoud Harkat, another terrorist suspect ordered released in June. "I'm willing to accept any conditions that will allow me to be close to my children," Jabala, 43, told Justice Carol Leiden-Stevens.
"Yeah, it's only been 5 years since I've seen him.
They need their father to be with them." Jabala is contesting his designation as a national security risk based on evidence that he has not been allowed to see.
Whoa.
So he's been held hostage for, detained by the Canadian government for 5 years, and he hasn't been allowed to see the evidence that's been held against him. He's not been charged. He's not had a trial.
You know, for some reason, I thought that Canada would have been not quite as fascist as the United States, but it seems like they're pretty close behind us on this whole thing.
Apparently, here a Christian peace activist, James Looney, who spent his who spent 4 months as a hostage in Iraq before being freed by British special forces in March, showed up at the courthouse to express solidarity with Jabala. "You cannot indefinitely deprive a person of their freedom on the pretext that they may be a threat."
Well, apparently they can.
Yeah,
and have, and will probably continue.
It's just another case, just one more case of people being held indefinitely.
5 years.
5 years. No charges, no trial.
5 months would have been bad enough, but 5 years.
Can't see any evidence.
Kids. He's got six kids at home. 5 years for a kid. I mean, if you're a 15-year-old kid,
you're 20 by the time he's done.
Yeah, if you're 10 years old, I mean, you've lived out another 50% of your lifespan before dad gets out, and he's still in. He's not getting out.
Right. They're trying to get bail for him. Bail after 5 years. Bail.
It's just amazing. I mean, at least they know about this guy. At least they know where he is. I really still wonder how many people have been thrown into this military gulag, whether it be in the United States or in Canada, and people don't know where they are, where they're just missing their mom or dad and wondering where they went to.
I think they do this to cover up that they don't have any evidence. I mean, it just seems how it is to me. I mean, if they had evidence on this guy, why wouldn't they charge him? Why wouldn't they show it to him? Why wouldn't they charge him, convict him, and throw him in prison?
Well, Mark, they're trying to protect people. He could have known something. He could have been part of a cabal cells. He could have been part of a terrorist sleeper cell, and they were going to attack, and we just need to hold him. We know he's done something, but we need to hold him.
I hope they don't decide that you and I are terrorists and just hold us for 5 years without charges or...
Well, they can, though. As soon as George Bush puts his pen to paper on this new legislation that we talked about last hour, as soon as he signs this new legislation, they could very easily pick up anybody they wanted to for whatever manufactured reason that they want. They don't even have to tell you what it is, and then put you in the gulag. And you think I'm joking about gulags. Again, we've pointed out that Halliburton's contractor, KBR, has an agreement with the United States government for millions, hundreds of millions of dollars to build detention centers. In fact, Michael Hampton from HomelandStupidity.us reported recently that apparently they're running out of room in the jails down on the southern border. They're running out of room for immigrants, and they're talking about optioning these detention centers. They're talking about building them at this point because they're running out of room for immigrants.
Need to spend more money on it.
800-259-9231. Detention centers in the United States. We've got internal checkpoints. Now this. Fascism in America. Coming up. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
fiercely independent.
Who do you think is worse, the Democrats or the Republicans? I say it's the Republicans, because the Democrats have no power at all right now. Should they get a hold of the reins of power somehow? I'll anoint them the worst party. The way I look at it, whoever's writing the laws, that's who you have to be concerned about at any given time.
Prudent perspective from an edgy windbag. It's Common Sense with Dan Carlin.
Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 9/30/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Call 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them on the house, free at freetalklive.com, so take advantage of them. Also, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we got all kinds of stories tonight, Mark, about the new fascism here in America, secret prisons, and actually in Canada as well. North America, apparently, is just turning into a fascist continent.
I wish we didn't have stories like this.
No, I wish we didn't either. I wish that we could be sitting here talking about personal problems and consumer stuff and interesting stories that can enhance your life, rather than bringing you news about how the government is cracking down and destroying freedoms. I really wish we could talk about more upbeat stuff. But if we were to just talk about upbeat stuff on Free Talk Live, then we'd be lying to ourselves about what the world was really what was really like and what was really going on out there. And what's really going on is a very frightening slide towards totalitarian dictatorship in the United States and apparently Canada now, based on the article that you read this hour. Well, here's more for you. From LouRockwell.com, Gene Callahan. My fellow Americans, he says, it's official now. We live in a fascist nation. Now, the term fascist has been thrown around over the last 50 years in a loose way that has drained it of much of its meaning. If somebody wanted to cut 5% off of a leftist professor's favorite welfare program, the professor would call his opponent a fascist. I'm not using the word in that way. I mean, honest to goodness, old-fashioned 1930s-style fascism, featuring such old favorites as secret prisons, they're back, torture, we're doing it, spying on all citizens, arrests and indefinite imprisonment without trial, rampant militarism, secret detention, enforced disappearance, denial and restriction of habeas corpus, prolonged incommunicado detention, and unfair trial procedures. This list was compiled partially based on the work of Amnesty International. An absolutely mind-numbing response to complaints that our traditional legal system is being torn apart is the question, so, you want to protect the rights of terrorists? No, I want to protect the rights of non-terrorists who might be falsely accused of terrorism.
See, I want to protect my own rights,
right?
Because by protecting theirs, I'm protecting mine.
Well, see, how do you know, as you've pointed out before and we pointed out a zillion times, how do you know that these people are terrorists? Why are you willing to take the administration's word for it? Would you be willing to take Bill Clinton's word for it if this was the Clinton administration?
I mean, do we want police to just be able to grab criminals off the street?
Yes, apparently we do.
And send them right then?
Apparently we do. And it's just amazing that Americans are allowing this to go on right underneath their noses. Not only are they allowing it to go on, they're cheering it from the rooftops.
Some are.
No, I want to protect the rights of non-terrorists who might be falsely accused of terrorism. That was sort of, you know, the whole idea of the legal system here in America in the first place. I'm sure there was some neocon around in the 1700s saying to Jefferson or Madison, so you want to protect the rights of murderers and robbers? But luckily they ignored him. We've now gotten to the point where Nazi Germany was, say, in 1934. Remember, at that time, if you had told a typical German what his government would do over the next 10 years, he would have looked at you as a madman. After all, his land had been civilized for over 1,000 years. His was the nation of Albertus Magnus, Gutenberg, Goethe, Schiller, Beethoven, Bach, Kant, Hegel, Schelling, and he goes on. And he could have gone on, but you got the point. His nation could not possibly descend into barbarism. If you tried to tell him he was living in a police state, he would have pointed out that his government had used its vast new powers very judiciously and only against a few troublemakers so far. And in fact, we've heard from people like that on this show who have made excuses and that sound just like that. Oh,
absolutely.
They're not going to come after you or I. They're only going after the terrorists, okay? What are you so afraid of? What, do you got something to hide? It's interesting, engaging the direction.
We're kind of like the canary in the mine. We're letting you know ahead of time.
Who's letting who know ahead of time?
We, Free Talk Live.
Oh.
Letting the American people know ahead of time. Look, this is what's happening.
Right.
Really, really.
There's some just striking parallels that cannot be ignored. It's interesting, engaging the direction we're heading, to look at the proclamations of respectable opinion writers who support this administration. For instance, we have people at a libertarian think tank, so-called, proclaiming that Muslims aren't entitled to full civil rights in the United States. Well, perhaps we should make them wear something special on their clothing, like, say, a yellow star, so we know who they are. You know, that was his idea, but I've suggested that in the past, because there have been people, talk show hosts, for instance, that have come out and said, you know, we need separate lines for Muslims at the airports.
ridiculous.
Well, how are you going to identify who the Muslims are? Hmm? How's that going to be possible? If you can somehow identify who they are, you're going to have to continue to be able to identify them. So give them a special driver's license or something to wear on their clothing.
Yeah, once you ferret out one of these Muslims that perhaps has an English surname, you really have to, people have to know.
But conservatives, so-called, provide even more stunning examples of fascist reasoning. For example, conservative demagogue Ann Coulter has called for the editor of the New York Times to face the firing squad for his part in publicizing this administration's abuses of power.
She does tickle the crap out of me, that Ann Coulter.
Let's look at a recent column by Douglas McKinnon from townhall.com. Now, Town Hall is a website, an opinion website, just dominated by apologists for the Bush administration.
Mm-hmm.
It's, in fact, I believe Salem Communications actually recently purchased townhall.com. Who's Salem Communications?
Well, the biggest apologist for the Bush administration.
They are the company responsible for a variety of talk shows out there. Michael Medved.
Mike Gallagher.
Mike Gallagher, Bill Bennett.
Prager.
Prager and
Prager.
Hugh Hewitt. These guys are just...
Bill Bennett already.
They're all aligned with the Bush administration. They're just
so heavily.
They're very heavy Christian component in there as well. It's
sometimes
a very religious-based organization.
Sometimes Medved, very rarely will Medved speak out against Bush's overspending.
Medved's the best of the crew. He's the best of the crew.
He does a show I enjoy listening to and screaming at his nonsense.
Anyway, I'm just letting you know what townhall.com is. So one of their columnists is this Douglas McKinnon. He considers all of those involved in revealing the assorted collection of secret programs that have been launched by the Bush administration as traitors who've publicized these schemes, quote, purely because they don't like the policies of the new president. Well, he's right in that they don't like the policies, and they consider unconstitutional violations of our rights. Far from aiding the enemy, however, these revelations aided us, the American people, by letting us know what our government has in store for us. Consider what the point of classifying these programs was in the first place and who they were being kept secret from. For instance, the jihadists no doubt already knew about the secret prisons. Their friends are in them. They surely already knew that the war in Iraq has been helping their recruiting. It's their recruiting. They no doubt suspect they might be wiretapped. What they didn't know was that all of the rest of us are as well. No, not one of these leaks helps the terrorists, nor is one of them classified to stop the terrorists from finding them out. We were the ones who weren't supposed to find out about them. More coming back. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest, greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today, online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. www.freetalklive.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
If you're tired of spending a small fortune every time you fill up, now you can do something about it. Ethos FR, a product used all over the world, has reported savings of up to 19% on gas and even reduced emissions of up to 30%. Ethos FR is easy to use and works with any kind of fuel, including gasoline, diesel, and ethanol. Ethos FR works by reformulating the gas in your tank to burn more completely, resulting in a cleaner engine, better mileage, more power, and fewer emissions. So visit ctsafegas.com and start saving today. That's ctsafegas.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a listener map there with over 1,500 of our listeners who've taken the time to add themselves to it, and you can be on there as well with a little digital push pin, a photo of yourself or whatever it is you want to make the photo of, and even a quote to go along with your entry, or just scroll around and see where some of our other listeners live at map.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is totally free. Talking about the new fascist America. Should we start calling it the fascist police state of America at this point? Because, I mean, we're pretty much there. And Gene Callahan at LouRockwell.com, he pretty much thinks we're there as well. As he's pointing out, there are people who support the administration, the Bush administration's policies here, these fascist policies of interning people into camps and not charging them with crimes, and this whole enemy combatant idea where you can just be picked up and locked in a military brig with no charges, public trial.
There are people that would support the Bush administration if they took Muslims and beat them in the street in stocks.
Of course there are. And these people, these columnists and opinionated people that get people listening to them and reading their opinions on the radio and everything, they are pointing out that the people who are revealing information, like the New York Times and others who have come out and blown the whistle on the administration's spy programs and that sort of thing, that these people should be put to a firing squad, that these people should be punished for treason.
That's just crazy old Ann Coulter.
No, it's not just Ann Coulter. It's more than her. She's, okay, yes, she said a firing squad. But these other guys are talking about persecuting these individuals for treason. This one guy, let's see, Douglas McKinnon, he says, quote, okay, here we go. And if even one American lost his or her life because of a leak, then I would want that person to be executed for treason.
Good Lord.
So not only is Coulter the one calling for a firing squad, but this guy is calling for execution via treason because of whatever.
Safety.
So always if anyone safe. who reveals our fascist government policies is a traitor who can be executed, according to Callahan, this is obviously an attempt to intimidate the opposition so that our police state can be expanded without the annoying work stoppages caused by public outcry when the latest bit of construction is revealed? And just how does McKinnon propose to show that some American lost his life because a journalist revealed that the U.S. government tortures people across the globe rather than, say, because the policies he supports have inspired a few million new jihadists? Secret trial, perhaps? Or why even bother with trials for filthy traitors? McKinnon writes, quote, "Until we severely punish those who leak classified information, then the traitors among us will not only continue to flourish, but will grow more brazen with the secrets they reveal."
He's quite the thespian, isn't he?
Yes. What we ought to be able to do, you know, is simply seize anyone who even mentions our government's secret prisons. And, without a trial, throw them in a secret prison. This is the logical conclusion of the fascist article. After all, since those who talk about the American gulag are pretty much terrorists themselves. Folks, this is coming real soon, and once it does, domestic opposition is pretty much over. One journalist, that will be about all it takes, will be seized as a terrorist and thrown in the gulag. The government might release him, but then another will simply disappear in the night in Iraq and Afghanistan, and rumors will circulate that he's being kept in a cage somewhere and waterboarded. No journalist lacking heroic courage will any longer be willing to seriously protest government policy. What's the story we read? What was it, Monday night? From Iraq, where journalists are being arrested now, are being charged with offending a government official? How far are we away in the United States from a similar policy here?
It seems to me only clear that that's what they'd like to do.
America's full of decent people, says Callahan, who could never believe that their own government could become fascist. So were Germany and Italy in the 1920s. But they became fascist anyway. They passed laws suspending civil liberties, but the government promised the frightened populace that those laws would only be used against targets like communist terrorists. And, a little bit at a time, the target kept getting bigger and bigger. Slowly enough that the people who weren't paying close attention never detected it. And by the way, most people aren't paying close attention. Really,
no.
When you put these ideas in front of the average American, they recoil in shock. They recoil that you could... How dare you suggest that this could happen in America? We're America! We're better than those other countries. We're above all this. How dare you? What are you talking about? I'm going back to my beer and football.
I was talking to a friend on the phone the day before yesterday about the Foley incident, the Representative Foley who got caught IMing pages that worked for him. They hadn't heard about it.
Are you serious?
Serious.
That's the number one story in the news.
Mm-hmm. Hadn't heard about it.
And was this person somebody who's even somewhat connected?
I don't know. What does somewhat connect to?
I don't know. Have an internet connection?
Yeah, they have an internet connection, sure.
It's just amazing, isn't it?
They don't listen to the news.
No, apparently not. No.
They listen to country music on the radio.
Right. So there's like this whole
section. They go to work every day.
There's this whole section of America that doesn't even know what the news is. Right?
Right.
And the news is questionable in America. The news, I mean, plenty of people will point out that, you know, the news media is owned by big conglomerations, big media corporations with ties to the government. And, you know, the media tends to be, mainstream media at least, tends to be pro-big government. So even those few Americans that are acquainted with the news, that follow the news, and are very proud of themselves usually for doing that sort of thing, even they are totally in the dark. Because they're hearing news from sources like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all of these people that support what's going on.
Right, they're hearing quasi-news.
Right. So, what we're talking about, as far as the amount of people that really know what's happening, that really are aware of the direction this country is going, is a percentage of a percentage. The percentage of Americans that even know what the news is, I don't know. It must be fairly small. I mean, less than 50%. And that's being really generous, I think.
I would say so.
And then the percentage of those individuals are... Then there's a percentage of those individuals that are aware of what's really going on, and that is that this government is growing out of control. It is growing beyond belief. And it's growing into some really frightening areas that have a lot to do with your freedom. I understand that you aren't doing anything wrong, and neither are your friends and family members, and you don't know any terrorists. But none of that's going to matter when the government screws up, like they always do, and raid your house and pick you up on accident. Maybe they got some bad information, or maybe one of your neighbors doesn't like you. Maybe one of your friends isn't so much of a friend anymore, and they've reported you as a potential terrorist. Don't balk. Don't scoff. It happens.
It could happen.
No, it happens in the war on drugs. They make mistakes all the time. People get killed and shot and arrested unnecessarily in that all of the time. There's no reason why it won't happen in the so-called war on terrorism. It's already been happening. There have been examples of people that have been picked up. Like, wasn't it the ice cream guy out in California a while back? What did he have to do with anything? And where did that case go? What's going on with that? Who's paying attention? What reporters are following these things? There's nothing. There's a news report once that somebody got arrested for an alleged terrorist violation, and then poof, the story's gone. What happened to them?
I don't know, but I bet they still have wives and kids and family.
Well, this guy in Canada who's got six kids is sitting in a brig somewhere, and he's been there for 5 years, and he's still waiting for bail. Finally, Gene Callahan, LouRockwell.com, says, and the next thing you know, there were millions of people dead. Talking about the process that went on in Italy and Germany, how these people thought they were good people and they thought that everything was fine, and then slowly and slowly the government started getting larger, more tyrannical, and the next thing you know, millions of people are dead. So it turns out it would have been worth paying attention after all. And I hope that somebody out there clues in and keys in and wakes up. And then hopefully maybe they can turn some other people on to this show or anybody else that is promoting this message. The message of freedom and liberty. It's time to get back to it in the United States. So maybe we can start talking about good news on this show. Because there's more negatives on the way, including your right to privacy. It's under attack. They're just attacking all of your rights. Mark, you've got details for us coming up. Your calls as well about whatever's on your mind if you make them. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil.
Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 9231, Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there is totally free. Unlike those other talk shows, they want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month for their archives and their piddly little features on their website. Well, we give it all away up front. And we ask that you voluntarily support the show in return by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You go to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know them. They're Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer. See, the deal is, you enter through our website, and then they'll cut Free Talk Live a percentage of the sale that you make. So
yes, they will.
Whether you're buying a brand new book or DVD or, heck, even something used, there's 35 categories of products on Amazon. Everything from furniture to sporting goods to accessories to clothing. I mean, you name it, they've probably got it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get the shopping done that you need done. Get it delivered to your door so you don't even have to leave the house. And help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. What could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. So continuing to discuss this really disturbing direction that America is going, it's heading towards fascism. And I'm not trying to be alarmist here. That's a fact. It's what's happening. They've been throwing people into prisons, secret prisons, torturing people. Oh, they're terrorists, you say. Well, how do you know that?
If they were terrorists, we should be able to put them on trial for terrorism.
That's right.
Show some evidence and throw them in jail for the rest of their lives.
Well, what if we don't have all the evidence?
Well, then they're
what
not.
What if we know?
Well, then what if they just pointed a finger at you and said you're a murderer? What if your wife, who you were divorcing...
Well, I'm not a murderer.
Wait a second. What if your wife, who you're divorcing, says that you diddled the kids and there's no evidence?
Well,
should
I'm
they
not.
Throw you in jail for it?
Well, no,
I think you did it. Right. I think you should go to jail for the rest of your life. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
That's why we have trials.
Exactly. And that's why the trials are supposed to be public, so anybody who's an interested party can go in and watch to make sure that things are being done on a fair basis, that the person isn't being railroaded into the jail, that, you know, this isn't some sort of a freak star chamber military tribunal, which the government has just authorized. President Bush is getting ready to sign a bill that's going to authorize military tribunals for so-called enemy combatants, and as we pointed out earlier this hour, anybody can be labeled an enemy combatant. Why is that? Well, because they can. Because they're going to throw you in a brig, and you're not going to be able to protest the fact that you're an enemy combatant. Why? Because you're not going to be able to have access to a lawyer to get any sort of word to the outside world. You're screwed, my man, if you get picked up as an enemy combatant. You might as well just cross your fingers and sit on them, because there's virtually no chance that anybody's going to know what's happened to you.
Where the people fear the government, there's tyranny. Where the where the government fears the people, there's liberty.
Which would mean that we have tyranny in America. Let's go on, though, because there's more destructions of our freedoms to talk about, including your right to privacy.
From Bob Barr, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. The Fourth Amendment to our Constitution protects Americans against unreasonable searches and seizures, and against warrants being issued without probable cause, that they have done something wrong. While Americans who might be familiar with this portion of our Bill of Rights probably consider these protections to apply to only criminals and therefore of little consequence to them, the Fourth Amendment actually provides vital protection to all Americans, not just criminals. In fact, its perfunctory language makes this clear, explicitly providing that it is the goal, that its goal is to assure that the right of the people be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. In short, the Fourth Amendment stands for the proposition that every American has a zone of privacy, their persons, houses, papers, and effects, into which the government may not intrude unless it has good and articulable reason for doing so.
Mm-hmm.
While electronic surveillance or eavesdropping has obviously, it was unknown to our founding fathers when they crafted the Fourth Amendment, 20th century court decisions have made clear that Americans' electronic communications are covered within the sphere of privacy protected by the Fourth Amendment.
As it should be.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's your telephone. They shouldn't be able to tap it. This principle, under the girding, the Fourth Amendment, has withstood withering challenges by various American presidents over the decades, especially in the second half of the 20th century. One president after another, Republican and Democrat alike, sought to push the envelope of executive power by using the ever more intrusive tools of modern technology to gather information on and about the citizenry, and then to use that information to convict, control, or intimidate people. Throughout this long battle to limit the power of the government and to protect the privacy of people, the federal courts have served as official referees. It has not always been a pretty sight, but courts have generally stepped in when necessary and done the right thing, correctly interpreting the Fourth Amendment as it applies to executive branch action or legislative branch lawmaking to ensure the essential privacy principle embodied therein retains its meaning. In fact, in mid-August, a federal court judge declared the administration's five-year-long program of warrantless eavesdropping by the National Security Agency to be unconstitutional. Now, in large measure, as a result of that decision, which infuriated the president, the legal mechanisms that have been available for the courts to hold successive presidents less for power in check are about to be dismantled. The House of Representatives last week passed legislation, and the Senate is poised to do likewise when it returns from its election recess for an always dangerous lame duck session. That shatters the foundation of the Fourth Amendment as surely as a keg of dynamite were licked beneath it and allowed it to allowed to explode. In the name of fighting terrorism, the Bush administration appears to have succeeded in convincing Congress that to succeed in the global war on terror, the Fourth Amendment must not only yield, but be destroyed.
Ugh.
The legislation, ostensibly to authorize the president and future presidents to listen in on communications by al-Qaeda terrorists and those in communication with them...
Oh, this is the wiretapping act that Jim Babka was telling
right.
me about.
Sweeps
from
far,
downsizedec.org.
It sweeps far more broadly than its proponents would have the American people believe. Relying on broad and vague definitions and enumerations of powers, the legislation championed by the Bush administration, supported by its many champions in Congress, would, among other things... allow warrantless surveillance of virtually any international phone call and email of American citizens without any evidence of conspiracy with al-Qaeda or other terrorist entities.
Mm-hmm.
Authorize the Attorney General, without court approval, to order Internet service providers and other types of companies to give the NSA access to communications and equipment regarding information on its customers without any proof that American customers... whose communications are acquired, are conspiring with terrorists.
And I'd like to know what the punishment's going to be for an ISP that says, no, you know what, I like my customers to have privacy, screw off. What's their punishment going to be? Gulag?
Yeah, they'll probably march them off to the camps.
Enemy combatants. I mean, they're aiding and abetting the terrorists by protecting your privacy.
Allowing warrantless...
See how scary this is?
It is scary. Allowing warrantless physical searches of Americans' homes for extended periods
what?
Without any evidence presented to the court that the homeowner is conspiring with or connected to terrorists. Sneaking peeks. They define agent of foreign power or weapon of mass destruction far more broadly than under current law and far more broadly than necessary, so as to potentially justify warrantless surveillance on persons or companies that possess quantities of gunpowder, or maintain information on the conduct of our country's foreign affairs. I think we maintain information on the conduct of our country's foreign affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Taken as a whole, the powers thus sought by the administration, and which have already been given imprimatur to the House. Imprimatur? Mm-hmm. Not a word I'm familiar with. By the House would do irreparable damage to the underpinnings of the Fourth Amendment. If signed into law, these measures would destroy the fundamental notion.
Might as well just
notion.
Say when signed into law at
right.
this point.
When signed into law, these measures would destroy the fundamental notion that American citizens enjoy a right to privacy in their homes, persons, businesses, to be free from arbitrary government surveillance and searches. That may sound apocalyptic, but believe me, it's not. It's a fact. This former Congressman and U.S. Attorney Bob Barr practices law in Atlanta.
So let's have a little recap here. There's a wiretapping law about to go into effect.
Yep.
That does all the things you just outlined.
Right.
So your conversations will be subject to monitoring and more.
Your conversations, international conversations.
For now. Also, let's see, speaking internationally, there's a border fence that's going to be going up on the southern border for 700 miles. There are internal checkpoints on the southern border. There's also a couple on the northern border as well. There's one in Vermont. There's internal checkpoints, meaning not on the border, but inside
the border.
United States. So every person who travels near it is subject to it, who travels through it. You've got internal checkpoints. You've got a border fence. You've got a government that is increasing in size and strength on a weekly basis. You've got new restrictions, new regulations, new determinations, enemy combatants, something that has never existed before. You've got a plan to build detention camps in the United States. How much more do you need? This is not conspiracy theory. This is going on right now, and this is for real. Hour number three is on the way. I want to hear from you, your thoughts on all this. 800-259-9231. And still, I'm only convinced that there's one solution. And that would be the Free State Project. More coming back. You take control. Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.